بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بقية الله خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين، وما أنا عليكم بحفيظ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، بائث الأنبياء والمرسلين، والصلاة والسلام على العبد المؤيد والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد، حبيب إله العالمين وشفيع المذنبين، أبي القاسم محمد. صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين، من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الله الحكيم في محكم كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الناس، إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. Allah Almighty says in the verse 49:13, O mankind, we created you from a single pair, of a male and a female, and made you into nations and tribes, that you may identify and bless each other, not that you may despise each other. The most honored of you in the sight of Allah is who is the most righteous of you, and Allah has full knowledge and is well acquainted with all things. Human reason, Judaism, Christianity and Islam are agreed on these truths, that we are all creatures of one Creator, children of Adam and Eve, sisters and brothers, and then members of one worldwide family. We are all against the common problems, dangers and crises, against the common enemy, evil and his followers, and we are all equal in the human characteristics and rights, and our family first and foremost needs health and security. In spite of these truths, please let's have a glimpse at hell, our actual situation. We are all suffering from many disasters, endangering our happiness, success, health, and security. Some disasters result from a natural process, such as earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, volcanoes, etc. And some others are coming from the unreasonable policies, unjust management of the oppressing systems and governments, our dispersion, and the brutish behavior of some members of the human worldwide family, such as the mafia, imperialism, terrorism, crime, poverty, suicide, divorce, prostitution, etc. The statistics of social deviations are increasing according to the UN. These factors tend to increase social disorganization and inhibit personal adjustment. For more details and information, you can refer to my book, The Social Pathology from the Islamic Outlook. Now, what's the solution? There are many solutions: political, scientific, philosophical, religious, global and strategic solutions. We believe the last is the ultimate and the most effective one, because we are living a complex system, the universe whose parts correlate. In today's sophisticated world, a human worldwide effort is required to solve our common problems. That's to say, globalization. The term globalization is used to refer to these collective changes as a process, or else as a cause of turbulent change. However, the distinct uses include satanic globalization and divine globalization. This satanic globalization is as an engine of corporate imperialism and the mafia, one which tramples over the human rights of developing societies, claims to bring prosperity, yet often simply amounts to plundering and profiteering. Negative effects include cultural assimilation via cultural imperialism, the export of artificial ones, and the destruction or inhibition of the authentic local and global community, ecology, and cultures. The process will bring about the political power of large corporations as exercised in trade agreements and elsewhere, which undermines the environment, labor rights, national sovereignty, the third world, and other concerns.